this topic, imitate Christ, for our mutual encouragement.
今天下午我想以效法基督为我们一起共勉的题目。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
请看哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 33.
哥林多前书第十章三十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 33.
哥林多前书第十章三十三节。
Just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Chapter 11, verse 1.
十一章第一节。
Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ. Here, Paul encouraged. The believers imitate him just like he imitated Christ.
在这边，保罗请求这些信徒效法他，就像他效法基督一样。
Sometimes when we interpret imitate Christ or imitate Paul, we always interpret without context.
有时候我们在解释什么叫效法基督，都是用我们从我们自己的观点来讲。
For example, Paul is single, so his Lord is single.The Lord is bachelor, so it's Paul.
有时候我们是觉得说因为主耶稣他没有结婚，所以保罗也没有结婚。
So some youth I talk to, they want to stay single.
所以有人说效法基督就是要独身不结婚。
But actually we have to really put a context.
但实际上我们要从这个上下文来了解。
We should interpret this imitate Paul as infinite in many different things.
所以我们要了解效法保罗并不是说保罗所有行的我们都效法他。
We have to read chapter 10 verse 33 in context.
也就是说这个前后文是第十章的三十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 is not by itself, it's actually linked to chapter 10 verse 33.
所以第十一章第一节不是单独成立，要从十章三十三节开始看。
Paul's telling us that he's seekingthe profit of many, not his own profit, and he asking the believer to imitate him in that way, just like he imitated Christ.
保罗是说他要只求众人的益处，不是单求自己，不求自己的益处。
We can see that most of it here are either preachers or board members or chairmen of the local church.
我们在座的有全职传道有教会的负责人。
The roles that we play are very, very important.
我们在教会所担任的职位都是很重要的。
The rise or the fall of the church depends on us.
也就是说，教会的兴衰都在我们身上。
We come here to discuss national issue and to see how we can revive our church, make our church strong.
我们来这边参加会议的目的就是要来讨论我们要怎么样使教会兴旺。
If we have read First Kings and Second Kings,
假如我们读旧约列王记上、列王记下
，we can always find one thing in common.
在里面我们可以看到一个共同的主题。
If the king is good,
假如那个王是好的
，the kingdom expands.The kingdom expands. The kingdom of God expands.
然那个时候他们的国家就强盛。
If the king is bad, the kingdom decreases.
假如那个王是坏的，那他们的国家就衰就是减弱。
Isn't that true? As we read First Kings and Second Kings.
所以我们读列王记上下的时候是不是这样子呢
？So we are the leaders.
今天我们是教会的领导人。
How do we lead the church?
我们要怎么样带领教会呢
？Paul is telling us.That we need to seek the profit of many, not own profits.
保罗在这里说要求众人的益处，不求自己的益处。
If we see our own profit,
假如我们只求自己的益处
，our church suffer.
那么我们教会就会受牺牲。
For example, in the Bible, we can see many many examples.
在圣经里面有很多例子。
Gehazi is an example. Gehazi, Gehazi.
基哈西。
For the sake of some wealth.
他是要追求一些利益
for the sake of some enjoyment
或者个人的享受
he turned aside from following Elisha
他就没有他就离开以利沙
and then Elisha do not have any successor
因此后来以利沙就没有一个继承人
and we can see Israelites suffer a lot.
后来以色列就因此受了很大的苦。
At the same time, we can see Elisha himself.
我们也可以从以利沙的生平来看到。
He was the son of rich men.
以利沙他是一个有钱人家的儿子。
He was had a lot of abilities.
他有很多能力。
He can actually live a very comfortable life.
以利沙他可以过一个很舒服的日子。
But when Elijah called him.
但是以利亚呼召他的时候
，He was willing to put away everything.
那个时候，他愿意舍弃一切。
And he delivered the Israelites from the hand of Arameans.
因此后来他帮拯救以色列人脱离亚兰人的手。
Today, sometimes board members will say, "I'm too busy."
今天教会的负责人有时候说我太忙了。
I have no time to visit.
我没有时间做访问工作。
I don't have time to talk to members.
我也没有时间和信徒谈话。
I don't have time to do holy work.
我也没有时间做圣工。
Sometimes we value our own enjoyment more than the people of God.
也就是我们重视我们个人的享受强于教会众人的益处。
Sometimes the church problem lies on the church workers.
很多时候教会的问题是是担在负责人的身上。
When people have selfish ambition.
但是假如有个人他是有自私的野心
,then it can cause a lot of harm to the church.
他会使教会受到很大的亏损。
So Paul encouraged all of us, not just us, as also the board members and also the believers in local church.
所以保罗在这边请求 不单单是教会负责人，还是所有教会所有信徒。
That we need to imitate Christ.
我们需要效法基督。
And then all the board members who are not here, and all the member believers are not here, that they can also imitate us, just as we imitate Christ.
所以当我们回去的时候，那些没有来参加会议的人，他们可以效法我们，就像我们效法基督一样。
And that's how we can brought up revive the church.
就这样子我们才能把教会复兴起来。
We know that if a person commits mortal sin, that person is lost. Commit a mortal sin, that person is lost.
假如有一个人犯了致死的罪，那个人就是可以就是完全失落了。
But do you ever think about the role that we play? That we can either cause a lot of people to be built up, or we can cause a lot of people to be stumbled.
我们有没有想到我们扮演的角色，我们可以我们可以让很多人得造就，或者让很多人得到损失。
And when we cause people to stumble, we actually commit more mortal sins than other people.
当我们造成一个人的造成一个人的失落或者是跌倒，那我们所犯的罪是不是比那个犯死罪的还要重呢？
But if we edify people,
但是我们若是能造就人。
We can edify a lot of people. We can bring peace, joy, harmony, edification, advancement, and spirituality in the church.
那么我们可以为教会带来很多的平安跟福气，还有兴旺。
Okay. And the key lies in we have to imitate Christ.
那这边的关键点就是我们要效法基督。
We have a lot of believers that come to church just simply to listen to the sermon.
有很多信徒来教会就是单单为了听讲道。
And they haven't really changed.
他们并没有改变。
They changed to a certain point, they stopped changing.
他们或许改变到一个程度以后就不再改变。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21.
第四章二十一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21.
以弗所书四章二十一节。
To 24.
到二十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21.
以弗所书四章二十一节到二十四节。
If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, verse 22.
二十二节。
That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, verse 23.
二十三节。
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, verse 24.
二十四节。
And that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Here.In this passage, the goal is to put on new men, which was created in true righteousness and holiness.
在这边， 的目标就是要能穿上新人，这新人是有神的形象，有真理、仁义和圣洁。
When people come, believers come, they know that they need to change, change the get rid of the evil.
所以信徒来的时候，他们都知道他们要改变，要把过去的这种坏习惯改掉。
But after a while, yeah, I get rid of my bad habit. I'm okay. I'm just like anybody else in the church, long-time believers.
可是过一阵子，他们就不改了，就说啊，我要跟其他人一样。
But we stop there. We have to pursue to be more like Christ.
我们不应当停在那边，我们要继续向学习基督。
Why we don't advance to imitate more like Christ?
为什么我们不肯前进，继续学习基督呢
？Because one thing, maybe they lacking. We lack a person really able to manifest Christ-like character.
也许我们没有一个榜样，能把基督的基督的性情彰显出来。
And that's why maybe believers feel that that's highest I can go because that's what I see. That's highest.
因为信徒看不到好的榜样，所以他们也不会改变，不会成长。
So we just like what preacher Zhong has mentioned today, we had to improve, we had to progress, so that the church may progress with us.
所以就像郑传道今天所讲的，我们自己要改变，要进步。
And why we don't want to go further to imitate more like Christ?
为什么我们自己不愿意继续成长，来继续效法基督呢
？Besides, there's no example, or not many examples.
一个原因就是没有很多的榜样。
But I sense that everybody has some kind of different degree of selfishness.
我觉得每一个人都有在某种程度的私心。
Because to be more like Christ, require more sacrifice.
因为我们要越像基督，就是要牺牲越多。
And more sacrifice means more pain for us.
越多的牺牲就是越多的痛苦。
Okay. And so to some believers, they focus just I want to receive as much blessing as possible.But at the same time, I want to sacrifice as less as possible.
So
that's a bargain.
在有些信徒的心目中，就是说想从神那边得到越多的福气，可是却能做最少的牺牲，好像在跟神讨价还价一样。
For us, maybe we are a little better than other believers, but somehow we're not willing to make that much sacrifice.
我们自己或许比一般信徒好一点，但是我们也不愿意做更多的牺牲。
We have rooms.To improve, to be more like Christ.
所以我们每个人都有都实在有很大的空间要继续成长，要效法基督。
I was thinking, has been to imitate Christ is one of our main goal in our spiritual pursuit.
我们应该把效法基督当做我们灵修主要的目标。
A lot of time we just pray to God, God, please help me solve this problem. God, help me solve that problem.
我们常常向主耶稣祷告的方式就是主帮助我解决这个问题，解决那个问题。
And sometimes our focus is just like I want to have good life in this world. That's why I believe.
有些人说信耶稣的目的就希望在世上过好生活。
Or have respect, or to be a good person.
或者希望成为一个好人，得到人家尊敬。
But from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24, we can see the goal. What one of the goals that God calls us is that we can have that divine life in us.
但是从以弗所书四章二十四节看到，神选召我们的目的就是让我们有他的形象。
If we come just to be a good person, we really losing a lot.
假如我们想说只是变成一个好人，那么就是失去了神很多选召我们的目的。
Because a person truly know Jesus Christ, he will want to be like Christ.
一个真正相信耶稣的人会想要像耶稣。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is the most beautiful person in the world.
因为主耶稣世界上最美的人。
He has wisdom.
他有智慧。
He has courage.
他有勇气。
Look at him.
我们看他。
He know that he had to go suffer.
他知道他要去受苦。
But he's not afraid.
他不畏惧。
He continued to walk to Golgotha and die for us there.
他仍然继续向哥哥他前进，死在那里。
But sometimes look at ourselves, or look at the board members, or look at believers.
但是我们看自己，看负责人或者看信徒。
Do we admire people who procrastinate as much as possible?
我们喜欢一个人他不断的拖延吗？
Or afraid of trouble?Afraid of trouble.
或者我们喜欢一个怕苦难的人吗？
So in many things we have to learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们有很多要向耶稣学习的。
Lord Jesus Christ is loving.
主耶稣是蛮有慈爱的。
At the same time he is righteous.
他又有真理的圣洁。
He was humble.
他又谦卑。
So in order to guide the church.To prosperity, to growth, we really need to emulate Christ, and that is must be a priority in our daily cultivation.
所以我们要希望教会我们自己就要把效法基督当作每天灵修的目标。
And the prayer was supposed to help us to have more of God and less of ourselves.
那我们的祷告呢，应该是这样子，我们希望越来越有神在我们里面，越来越少自己在里面。
So let us come to pray.
那我们现在要祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。